Right, man, you got the stuff right there. That's true. This is the opening of the show. You can tell, can't you? With that cowbell and all. Like a little more cowbell. We could just have a little more of that cowbell in the mix. Oh, yeah. And it'll be a quick fade then. And that's how these things were produced, you know, back in the day, back in the 50s and 60s, man. And that's how come we're spinning it, man. That's how come they was never hits. And they lost them, and we found them here, and we're going to be spinning these things now for the next hour. So that's your warning. You can all jump ship now and just get the hell out if that don't swing with you. You know what I mean? Some people, they don't swing that way. And but anyway, if you do, and you know, then you're in the right spot, I guess, if you do. And this is the Lost Discs radio show. Jim E. Knight sitting in here with you once again. And, well, Dr. Doc Brown, do you hear those crickets, folks? No, because they're all dead because it's, you know, it's wintertime practically here in early December of 2006. But if it were summertime, you would be hearing the crickets. And if you've got that bad tinnitus hearing problem, you've got that really loud, annoying ringing in your ears right now. Because Dr. Doc Brown is not talking. He's not here. He said he would be here. Well, we'll see. He's probably on the way from the local establishment down the block. But in the meantime, while he's making his way from the establishment, we have the established, fantastic Joe Stacks on the line.
Good evening, everyone. This is Joe Stacks.
Now, that feels good on the ears right there when Joe Stacks chimes in. It's going to be very exciting tonight. We are going to be getting into a little bit of holiday action toward the end of the show. Very exciting now. We're going to be spinning... Yes, Chesty. Chesty's here, by the way. And her former college roommate, Trixie.
Hi.
Right? That'd be cool, because you know that sometime around 10:30, after we get a couple more beers in her, Trixie's bra will come off and will be tacked to the wall with chewed up pieces of chewing gum. And it's inevitable. And she says, no, please, stop, don't, stop, you know, one of those. But it'll happen, and, you know, don't stop. So anyway, yes, because toward the end of the show tonight, we are going to spin the winner from our 15 Minutes of Fame contest. And unfortunately, see, this goes back like a year ago that we had a winner of this. We mentioned it on the air. We said anybody who's into this type of thing and they listen to our show, they can send us a 15-minute segment of your own DJing and your own songs and what have you. And we'll spin it on the show, and you get 15 minutes on our program, free of charge, you know, just for the fun of it, for the love of it, for the passion, folks. So we've had several people take us up on it. Rockin' Art Lewis did it, the guy out in New Mexico way. J.J. Johnson, that guy Jay Johnson did it back in the summertime. And now this guy Chris Augustus in East Tennessee, well, he's going to be on later tonight with his thing, and that's we'll have to take a look at why it took an entire year to get it on the air. But we're going to kick it off tonight with the incredible sounds of the Nice. And this is only because, well, it's going out by request. We got a nice email from a guy named Wayne in North Carolina, and he's getting us on iTunes. You dig? Like, he goes to the iTunes store, and he hits the podcast thing, and he gets Lost Discs Radio Show. Wow, what's up with that, man? Suddenly we're, wow. I don't know. Suddenly. I don't know if that's sticking it to the man or the reverse. I don't really know about how, speaking of things swinging the way. So we're going to get down to it tonight, folks, with the incredible sounds, because he was looking for some early Keith Emerson action. And this is an early group, the Keith Emerson, you know, that keyboard guy from Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Well, here he is in 1967, fronting the Nice. Oh, yeah, here they come, folks. It's going to be a little creepy. It's going to be a little groovy at the same time. And it's an exclusive tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show.
On a cloud by saffron line, the flower king of lies, and the children all in white have gathered here tonight. Let the dance of love begin. Let the temple and sing a song that's sung in time to a gong and bell
all the drumming about.
Lost Discs Radio.
Say, man, what's all the drumming about?
Yeah, 'cause you gotta hold on to what you believe in. Yeah. This is the planet WBCQ.
Bomb, Japan has just flashed Pearl Bailey. I mean,
The Lost Discs Radio Show.
Saturday night, rock and roll.
Pot can have other effects.
Yeah, that's right. The incredible sounds now of Lothar and the Hand People, and someone could help. Yeah, you go. That's the idea. We got technicians in the studio, folks, that are on the case of something, and they're not. Oh, all hell's breaking loose in the studio, folks. If you could only know what goes on behind the scenes here and how this show is just held together with scotch tape, literally scotch tape, man. And a bottle of scotch sometimes. That's the way things go around here. Yes, Lothar and the Hand People. And right now, Joe Stax would be telling you about them. And Dr. Doc Brown would be making some wisecrack. But see, none of that's happening. All right? So we're going to do what we can to get him back on the air. All right? So we're going to get him back on the air because, you know, he probably tried to call us. We're going to see if Joe Stax answers the phone right now. Yeah, thank you very much for that. Let's see if... it'll ring.
The Stax is back.
Okay, Joe Stax. Joe Stax is back, and that's good, I guess. Joe, do you have Dr. Doc Brown's cell phone number?
Okay, I do not have Doc's cell phone number.
Okay, see, that's bad, because I don't want to give it out over the air necessarily, but that's kind of what he gets. You got a cell phone, right? Okay, we're going to call him up right now on the cell phone. Not that you'll be able to hear it, folks. Okay, but that's just... try that and see if Doc Brown has anything to say for himself, because he's just about to miss all of the really good Donald Rumsfeld bashing that we're going to do. And honest to God, I just don't want him to miss it, you know, but who knows? So here we are, folks, on the show tonight, and things are insane, absolutely insane. That's why we were spinning Lothar and the Hand People. Joe, while we're killing time here, give it to us real quick about these guys.
Well, Lothar and the Hand People, believe it or not, you're listening to a track from their first album, first of two records that they did for Capitol.
Yeah, man.
Back in, say, about 68 and or 69. That was a song from Presenting Lothar and the Hand People. What I dig about Lothar, and you didn't really hear it in this track so much, but they were one of the rare, really rare, pre-prog groups, along along with maybe like the United States of America and the Silver Apples to mess with electronics as part of their psych sounds. And Lothar was actually not a person, but the name of their theremin.
Oh yeah. Well, seriously, they were one of the few groups that had a theremin on stage back in the day, man.
And they have it named.
And it was Lothar, right?
Yeah, and sometime Jim, sometime we're gonna have to get down on this and maybe play their cover of the Woody Woodpecker theme.
Okay. Well, now Joe, interestingly enough, now they were out of New York City, right?
Yeah, they were originally from out west, not Los Angeles, California west, but like the kind of American west.
Yeah. What? I'm sorry, Joe. I lost the feed.
Chesty's in hysterics. I hear.
You wouldn't believe the things that are going on behind the scenes.
I guess the Rockies were not hip enough for them, and they upped stakes and went to NYC.
Guy, the reason we're playing that, folks, again, it was sort of another request. Only this time, the guy sent in his own request. He sent us a couple of tracks that he said, man, if you can spin them on the show, that's cool. And, man, that's a cool track. So this is a guy named Richard Cookhouse, somewhere in New York, and sent us that track, folks, and we got it on the air for you tonight. All right, what's the update on Dr. Doc Brown? What the hell's that? Yeah, that should work for you this time.
Check the GPS. Find out where he is.
Go. What's the update?
ETA is about 8 to 10 minutes there.
He'll be here in 8 to 10 minutes. All right. He's going to miss all of the Donald Rums. Well, he's going to miss most.
He said he's staying the course.
He'll
be here in a graceful exit.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up over there. That's also Radio Phil over there. Now, Radio Phil there, here's the thing. I'm glad you started doing that impersonation of what's his ass. Because all these years now, all these like 6 years of having this guy in office, this guy, this bushwhacking guy that we could bushwhack, it's all very funny and everything. But we missed the boat. We should have at least a couple times been making fun of Donald Rumsfeld, you know. And now he's gone, and it's like, oh shoot, man, all that time, all that stuff that we could have been, you know. And if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, you know, Christmas would be every day. We know that, right?
I prefer it if you call me Rummy.
All right. Well, Rummy is as much a dummy as anyone else, I think, in the administration, and he's gone now. But he's not completely gone. They're going to have a party for him. So on his way out, we want to make sure that the door don't smack his ass too hard here. So tonight we're going to help you out a little bit with this. Now, Joe, we're going to do this by way of some Canadian garage band action. This is very, very, very exciting. Okay, so I know. Everybody has something to say tonight. Go ahead, Trixie, get on the air real quick.
Well, why can't we get him out here tonight? It's not like he's at a sleepover with Al Gore or anything.
Right, well, you would flash him if he were in the studio, wouldn't you? That would clear up his congestion, I'm sure, which is what he needs. And all right, so anyways. We're going to get into this by way of some Canadian garage band action. We know a lot of Canadians dig this program. So Joe, this is a group called Plastic Cloud. What the heck is up with these guys, man?
Okay, not much to tell you from beautiful Bay Ridge, Ontario. One of the what I'm told is one of the rarest and hardest to find and possibly one of the best minor league psych albums of the late 60s. And that's almost it. I mean, you know, you have the record. You know more than I do at this point.
Really? Wow. Well, all I know is I have the record. It's on the Allied label, and it's out of Canada. That's all I know. And yes, it's psychedelic, but most of the album is a little bit on the light side, although they've got some really heavy fuzz tone on some of their tracks. And but this one, I was listening to it the other night, and I said, by God, that's the perfect Rummy tribute. So here we go tonight, exclusively on the show.
If I know the answer, I'll tell you the answer, and if I don't, I'll just respond cleverly.
Plastic Cloud, tonight on Lost Discs Radio Show.
There's a man behind the desk who's never seen the sun. was fun. But everybody, don't feel sad. If you lose your friends, be glad that Uncle Sam's your dad. And you cannot be afraid of his gold braid when the dainty general arrives. If you ever see the purple tree that stands outside his door, he watches it twice and says that's nice, and then he plans a war. Everybody thinks it's fine, so they all stand in line. He keeps them down in a mine. You cannot be afraid of his gold braid when the dainty general rides.
This is diplomacy, and I don't do diplomacy.
Violence is a part of America's culture. It is as American as cherry pie.
Maybe they create a nuisance ganging up in one small area, but do you want me to throw them all in jail for that? Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio!
Something's neither good nor bad, but thinking makes it so, I suppose, as Shakespeare said.
Far out!
So how does it feel?
Nice. Not terrific, not fantastic, but nice. I hate this. I swear to God, I really hate this.
The message is that there are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know we don't know. And each year we discover a few more of those unknown unknowns.
Because the revolution.
I would not say that the future is necessarily less predictable than the past. I think the past was not predictable when it started.
Marvelous, darling, marvelous.
Len, like that was the greatest gas I ever heard.
Crazy, what did he say?
Didn't you hear him?
No, man, I'm too far out.
You're into the fire from out of the pan. If you blink your eyes on the gas man, remember the main and King Hussein. Everywhere the gas man.
He's a creepy little man with a funky little can and a big long siphon hose. In the middle of the night, when you think it's all right,
where your gasoline goes?
He's got beady little eyes and a big long nose and a funky little can with a big long hose.
He don't care what Simon says. He waits till the time is right. All day you sweat the gas lines.
Then he rips you off at night.
Fine, really fine. What about this gas man? Isn't he a bad cat?
Yeah, bad cat, like a vampire bat off of gas instead of blood. Before you know why, you suck your tank dry.
He's really a chunk of crud.
It ain't too cool to be without fuel.
Like me, without my blood bank. So remember the main and King Hussein.
Keep eye on your gas tank.
No gas on the Transylvania Turnpike.
Here's a creepy little man with a funky little can and a big long siphon hose. When you get sleeping, he comes creeping and hey, Gosling goes.
Hey, man, sister, why is it getting so the body's afraid to park the car at night?
When it's after dark and your car is parked, watch out for him and his hose. He'll slip in your drive and snicker and jive.
There your gasoline goes. He's a rude little dude with a nose for crude, and he'll do you in the dark. When the gas man's loose, the bedroom is the onlyest place to park.
Go.
Lost this radio. Here sits on.
There's no question but that this country's got to go through a de-bathification.
Boy, that sounds like a real put down.
We'll be right back.
1966.
Did you know that mental illness claims more victims than any other disease?
Lost Discs Radio!
That's right. One American in every 10 is suffering from some disabling mental or emotional disorder.
I believe what I said yesterday. I don't know what I said, but I know what I think. And I assume it's what I said.
Oh, Lord, I'm tired and sad. And I want you all so bad. I've been away so very long. Now I want to go home. So remember that I love you, that my dear is true. Just say a prayer for your man. This letter's postmarked Vietnam.
Last night we had a firefight, machine guns firing tracers through the night. And as we fought, my thoughts they turned to you. And I knew somehow, darling, I'll come through. I fought in many places, and I've seen war's thousand faces. But after this, my wars are through, and I'll come home to you. Even though I'm far away, I'll think of you each day. I'll come home when I can. This letter's postmarked Vietnam.
The soothing, incredible sounds off of RCA Victor mono promo copy of Sergeant Barry Sadler out of 1966, sure enough, with Letter from Vietnam. And that's a long-distance dedication from a dog named Snuggles to a girl named Susie. Joe Stacks is on the line. And Joe, actually, before we get into Joe Stacks being on the line, Dr. Doc Brown is making the scene.
That's right.
I take back all the cuss words I said about him before he walked in, folks, and we're going to have to edit those out so he'll never know.
Was that a magic show?
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Before Sergeant Barry said, well, actually, I'm glad you're here, Doc, because this was a sort of a thing where I'm telling you, we missed the boat. All that Bush bashing we've done over the years,
yeah,
that's nothing compared to the Rumsfeld rummy bashing we could have been doing, and man, we almost missed it. We just that close.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, there's only one good thing about that guy.
How's that?
It's his first name.
Rummy.
No.
Donald.
Do you know that Donald means world ruler? That's the derivative of that name, Donald.
That's true.
Right. I think.
I'll see.
I think, yeah. I think he.
And he has delusions of godhood to go with it. See, that's the problem. So we kicked off that set there with a Canadian psych group out of 1968 called the Plastic Cloud. With I don't make this stuff up, folks. With the Dainty General Rides, which was a really nice Rumsfeld set up and rip down. If you listen to the lyric, go back and listen to the lyrics of that one, folks. I think you'll get it. And incidentally, we are all now in the studio drinking some Canadian beer. Right? Are you okay with that? We got a fridge full of this ice cold Labatt stuff. We got the Labatt Blue going in. Labatt. Well, the American pronunciation is Labatt. All right. So You know, I can't do everything for those people. They have to run their own country and win their own wars eventually up there in the north parts.
Yeah, went down to the beer store, got myself some Labatt's.
Calm down. Calm down, Doc. Hey, Doc, we got to go real quickly into this next segment because we're going to spin a segment from our 15 minutes of fame. Yeah, okay, so it's true. You remember, this is Guy Chris in East Tennessee.
Right.
And he put together like a segment of his 15-minute thing.
He did.
It was like a Christmas thing. And he sent it for last year, but because of the high volume of mail, we didn't get it till like mid-January. So we're going to have to go into this now. And folks, we do this from time to time. And what can I tell you? We're going to do it right now. And it's just one of our listeners down in Tennessee, Chris. And I think you'll dig it. It's a pretty nice segment. And this will officially kick off the holiday season here. The crazy Christmas season as we're all gathered around the Christmas microphone in the Lost Discs Radio Show studios here tonight on the show.
Hello and welcome to the Lost Disc Radio Show's 15 Minutes of Fame, featuring me, Chris from East Tennessee. This show is brought to you over shortwave radio from WBCQ in glorious monochromatic sound.
You mean monorial sound. Monochromatic means black and white television.
Sorry, I will try again. This show is brought to you over shortwave radio from WBCQ in glorious manure sound.
You'll never get it.
It's Christmas time, and what could be better than an original RCA Blue Label 45 RPM recording of Spike Jonze's version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hello, Milky Way Garage, located between heaven and earth.
Hello, this is Rudolph. I wonder if
you... Oh, not again. Rudolph, how many times must I tell you? Don't call us, we'll call you. Goodbye.
Hello, hello, I am Santa Claus.
Hello.
Please call your mechanic while I wait. I'm having lots of trouble with my reindeer 8. The Dasher won't dash, and the Dancer won't dance. The Vixen needs fixing, and the Prancer won't prance. The Donner and Blitzen are worn and weak. The Cupid is stupid, and the Comet won't streak. I need your help and need it right away.
It looks like Rudolph's chance to save the day.
Who did you say?
I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, with a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call me names. They never ever let me join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved me as they shouted out with glee, whee!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
I just love to eat the bulbs off my Christmas trees. Ever since I was a pup, when I smile, my nose lights up.
All of the other plain deer wish that they could only be
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'll go down in history.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
And don't forget Rudolph.
You'll go down in history.
That was one of my favorite recordings. Here is another one simply called Santa and the Satellite, taking advantage of our fear of the Sputnik satellite.
Here is a news bulletin. Santa Claus has been kidnapped by spacemen from a flying saucer, which landed at the North Pole.
Be on the lookout for Santa Claus, last seen wearing...
Black slacks. Black slacks.
We take you now to the White House for an interview with the President. Mr. President, Mr. President.
People knocking, but they can't come in.
Mr. President, have you a word on the Santa Claus kidnapping? We have just received a report from the FBI. Santa has been taken to a satellite circling the Earth. We take you now to the satellite.
This is John Cameron Cameron, downtown Sputnik. We're here in the Sputnik jail with Santa Claus. Wait, what's that sound? The satellite men are coming this way. I think the King of Sputnik is about to speak.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Santa, have you anything to say to the satellite men?
Come on and do the jail hot rock, it'll be flat rock.
Santa! 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 I know how you can escape. Disguised as Elvis Presley. Uh-oh, looks like we've been spotted. We return you now to Earth.
We're now at the North Pole, where a rocket is being launched to catch the satellite and rescue Santa.
Control tower to rocket. Prepare to blast off.
All and go!
Will the rocket be successful? Will Santa be rescued? Turn the record over and find out. The rocket sent to rescue Santa Claus has failed. With sadness, the President speaks.
Holy mackerel!
The Secretary of State has this statement.
Find the Cisco guy, reputation he shot.
In London, at a meeting of Parliament.
Your Majesty, have you a statement to make on this terrible tragedy?
Goodness gracious!
We take you now to Moscow.
We're here with the Premier of Russia. Comrade, the rocket has failed. What do we do now?
Come back tomorrow night and try it again.
Here is a report from Tokyo.
This is Radio Tokyo. The imperial government has this message.
Ooh la la.
Meanwhile, back on the satellite.
This is John Cameron Cameron, downtown Sputnik. The satellite men are closing in. We can hear them outside saying,
it's me in or else I'll beat down your door.
Santa has just escaped through the chimney, disguised as Elvis. We return you now to Earth.
If you should look up at the sky this Christmas Eve and see a flying saucer pulling eight reindeer, chances are it's Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, Earth people.
Those of you who know me, Chris from East Tennessee, also know I love the TV show Doctor Who. In the spirit of Christmas and Doctor Who, I will play a short clip from the missing 1965 Doctor Who Christmas episode and the rare recording of I'm Gonna Spend My Christmas with a Dalek by the unheard-of group, The Go-Go's.
Here we are. What's this? Well, we so rarely get a chance to celebrate, but this time, we must.
Celebrate?
Yes. It's Christmas. Don't you remember the police station, Christmas?
So it was, yes.
Here's a toast, a happy Christmas to all of us.
So do you, Doctor.
Sir? Incidentally, happy Christmas to all of you at home.
I bring you greetings from all Daleks.
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek and hug him underneath the mistletoe. And if he's very nice, I'll feed him sugar spice and hang a Christmas stocking from his big left toe. And when we both get up on Christmas morning, I'll kiss him on his chrome-inflated head and take him in to say hi to Mum and frighten Daddy out of his bed. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To you.
Your friend, please may I have some more plum pudding and custard.
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a darling, and if I make him happy, he will stay. Just go and twiddle his eye, and then my little darling will say, Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Happy Christmas,
mistletoe.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas
to you. Merry Christmas,
I love you.
Happy Christmas,
you love me.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas
to you. Merry Christmas.
More plum pudding.
Happy Christmas.
More custard.
Merry Christmas.
Due to the ultra-rare nature of the last two tracks, I sourced them from CD. The last two songs, though, will be from vinyl sources, like this Jimmy Boyd recording of I Saw Mommy Do the Mambo with You Know Who, from the Yellow and Red Columbia 45 RPM record.
I saw mommy do the mambo with you know who, you know who, you know who. I saw mommy do the mambo with you know who, all around the Christmas tree. In my slippers I come down the stairs two by two, two by two, two by two. I saw mommy do the mambo with you know who, all around the Christmas tree. Last year I saw her kiss him underneath the curly beard of white. I won't say his name, but his suit is red, and he come down the chimney last night. I saw mommy do the mambo with you know who, you know who, you know who. I saw mommy do the mambo with you know who, all around the Christmas tree. While the presents he was bringing, he was dancing, he was singing, and his whiskers, they were swinging, and I think I heard him say in his very merry way, Ole! I saw mommy do the mambo with you know who, you know who, you know who. I saw mommy do the mambo with you know who, all around the Christmas tree. Last year I saw her kiss him underneath his curly beard of white. I won't say his name, but his suit is red, and he come down the chimney last night. I saw mommy do the mambo with you know who, you know who, you know who. I saw mommy do the mambo with you know who, all around the Christmas tree.
It appears my 15 minutes of fame is about over. I want to thank Jimmy Knight and Dr. the Doc Brown and all the others who made this possible. And to prove we are on WBCQ, the free speech radio station, I will leave you with this thought. Keep Christ in Christmas.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Sue me, ACLU. Good night, folks.
Now I've been through it, so I know. And if you want your tree to glow, Be sure to mind your P's and Q's, or wake up Christmas morning with a smile.
Oh, yes, folks. Well, that's going to do it for us here on the Lost Discs Radio Show this week. Thanks to Chris in East Tennessee for that segment tonight, kicking off our holiday season here. Lost Disc Radio Show. Good night, folks. Good night, Joe.
Good night, Joe.
Good night, Doc.
Good night, Chris in East Tennessee, wherever you are.
Now I've been through it, so I know. And if you want your tree to grow, be sure to mind your P's and Q's, or wake up Christmas morning with the Santa Claus blues. Away!